Hey guys, it's Brad with the Daily BM. On today's show, we're going to be talking about CrowdStrike, and we're also going to be talking about politics. That's right, we can't get away from it. We tried not to do it on the show, but here we are. So get ready. Mike and I are about to take this to a whole nother level, and buckle your seatbelts and let's get fucking to it. Hey, good morning, fuckers. Welcome to another day at the Daily BM. I got Mikey with me. What's going on?
Hey, everybody, what's happening?
Well, I was talking to you, not everybody, but
it's cool. I mean,
hey, everybody, fuck you, Brad. Just the usual shit to start the week. Hey, everybody. Yeah, fuck you too, Brad. How's it going?
Hi, Brad. How are you? I'm so glad that you and I can be on the show together this morning. Does that make you feel better?
No, because I know it's a lie. I know
it's an absolute
lie.
No.
So, anyway, you know, we haven't seen each other pretty much all weekend since Friday. Or actually, since Thursday of last week. Actually, I don't think we've seen each other at all, except for on camera. We haven't been in person.
Yeah, you were over here Thursday morning for the plunge.
Yeah, so I think Thursday. Yeah, Thursday morning for the plunge. Speaking of which, my chiller came in this weekend. So I put it all together. It's been running.
Oh, you bought a chiller?
Mm-hmm. Sure did. Oh, nice. And it runs great. Gets it down to about 49 degrees, 48 degrees. That's where it's holding.
Nice.
I did it the smart way, though. You know what I did? I'm sure you did the same thing. But I actually iced it down to get the water cold so the unit didn't have to work as hard to get it there.
No.
Oh. You just said fuck it and plugged it in.
Yeah.
Not me, man. I doused it down because I wanted to use it on Saturday. So I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to go ahead and get the water down. And then put it on there. So it's just been maintaining that temperature, which is cool. It's been hot as balls, too. I don't know about you.
I wonder why you didn't show up this morning like you normally do.
No, because we said Tuesdays and Thursdays, didn't we?
But you didn't show up on Mondays, too.
Yeah, I didn't want to bother you. I know Mondays can be kind of hectic for you, so I didn't want to like bug you in the morning. I know you're trying to get your workout. What'd you say?
I just thought you'd show up.
Nah, I try not to show up unannounced. You know what I mean? I hate when people do that to me. I know I've talked about it before, but yeah. I hate when people just drop by the house. So obviously you were incognito this weekend and you didn't hear anything about CrowdStrike and the failure of all the airline industries. It was actually banks too. There were banks, airline industry, everyone was affected by this because like they're the number one platform for like security systems and things like that. So it went down and it brought everybody to a screeching halt. So in a nutshell,
I wonder if Ubisoft went down because I was playing Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon.
If it was a Microsoft-based product, Xbox experienced some things too.
Yeah, it was. Yep. Because I kept getting kicked off the server on Saturday night.
Yep. Yep. All Microsoft products were affected. And the funny part is, you know, it made me – somebody made a post on Facebook and I actually got tickled. I laughed. It just was an Apple logo. It had said, "This is why." That's all it said. And I thought it was a brilliant post because this is why. And they just left the Apple logo there. Nothing else. Right. No article. No talking shit. Just a simple boom.
Right.
You know, opinion. But I laughed because I was thinking it too. I was like, yep, this is why I own a Mac because, you know, I'm so glad I listened to you 5 years ago with this shit because Jesus, man. It brought back so many nightmare memories of a patch release. You know what I mean? From it really did, man. I ain't shitting you. Because and here's why: a guy in my group, right, on the Iron Council, he's an IT professional and for cybersecurity. He literally sent us a Marco, which is if you guys don't know what Marco is, it's an app where we can all like chat and all that kind of stuff and you know video chat. But he was like, "Oh, guys, I am absolutely exhausted. I got called at around 11:45 p.m. on Friday night. I have been here ever since." He goes, "We're trying to get this mess done." He goes, 24 hours of just straight work." And I was just like, man, it brought back memories of when the Windows servers would go down because of a patch release, dude, and the mail servers were down. And I got a phone call at 9 o'clock at night to meet people up at the office and let's get this fixed. So I had to meet Dave up there, and Dave's in there in one room, I'm in the other. And we're talking back and forth via our cell phones, trying to figure out, you know, how the hell to fix these patches. That's the one thing about Microsoft, man. It is such a nightmare. And, you know, and the fucked up part is it's literally one file that gets dumped into like a sys file.
Yeah.
You know, on the C drive in the Windows directory, it's like literally one file. You delete it, everything comes back to life. You know what I mean? It's the, it's the wonderful, crazy world of Windows is what I always like to say. But, you know, you get what you pay for. You want a $200 laptop? You're buying a Windows machine.
Yeah, no shit.
And have to deal with that shit. That's all I'm going to say. But
I love me some Macintosh products.
Yeah, man. Apple by far is just superior, period. I know we've talked about it before on Tech Tuesdays, but, you know, that's just how I feel about it. But, you know, to bring up the commotion that happened over the weekend, you had the airline industry really took another dick punch.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if they are having to pay the fines of not following through now that those fines were passed by Congress, you know, for the airline industry, if they're going to have to basically, is that null and void during an event like this? Or do they have to pay those passengers that had a 3-hour delay or had a, you know, I think it's longer than 3 hours. If you have a delay, you get a full refund of your tickets.
Really?
Yes. That was passed by Congress. Cool. That's the airline industry. All you have to do is go, hey, you know what? You guys have delayed my flight longer than 3 hours. I want a full refund. Now, you still have to go buy another ticket to get home. You know what I mean? Unless you rent a car and drive home. But you are entitled to compensation. They weren't giving out any hotel vouchers or nothing. They're like, sorry about your luck. You can just stay the night here or find accommodation somewhere at hotels near us.
Wow, really?
Yeah, dude. I mean, in Atlanta was a, pardon the way I say this, a clusterfuck. All the videos I saw, it was so packed in Atlanta's airport. And I'm assuming that it was like this in just about all airports to a degree. But Atlanta, because it's such a major hub, was so packed that they had to escort people outside.
Really?
Because they reached a maximum capacity of the airport. Now, that tells you how many fucking people were in one spot. Because think about it, man. All the planes are on their way to Atlanta for their connections. And they have to drop those planes down and land them because of a, you know, they don't know what's going on with the software.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's horrible, man. I can imagine.
But, you know, and then, you know, they were showing, some people were shooting videos on the planes themselves and the pilots coming up going, hey, guys, listen, we've run into a problem, blah, blah, blah. We're going to be landing, you know, at so-and-so airport. We don't know we just know that the systems are down. So we're coming in. I mean, be like, fuck, man, how are they tracking anything unless the radar systems are up and everything's doing good? But all the planes, there were no accidents, so which is a good thing. There was no fatalities or anything like that from what I understand, but it would still be
imagine if there was,
like, let's just say like all radar systems went down. You know, GPS system trackers went down, their radio transponders went down. You'd have to do everything visually. Like how the hell would you do it? You know, I mean, what's the contingency plan, you know, for the airport? I would assume, and now again, this is what I get, but I would assume they have a contingency plan for this kind of stuff. Like if they lost all technology, would they just go to radio and just say, quite hey, possibly. What's your current heading and location? You know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. And then they start using pen and paper, writing people down where they're at. Okay, hey, go to this altitude. Wait until your next instruction. You know, stay on this current track. You know?
Yeah.
Get into a pattern around the airport.
I don't even know if there's people that would remember how to do that.
I know, right? Because they're so – see, this – and you know, it brings
we
up –
we are so
heavily reliable on technology.
On technology, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's crazy because it's like, okay, now what? And, you know, some of these pilots are young, too, that are coming into the ranks because a lot of the older guys from our generation are starting to retire, you know? Mm-hmm. So you got this youth coming in that relies on that technology. So let me ask you something. So do you think that, like, in air school, and they may do this. I haven't done any research on it. So this is just opinion here and we're just talking. But if they aren't, do you think they should start teaching these pilots, you know, what to do in those situations?
If they aren't doing it? The pilots, I'm not worried about. It's more the ground control and coordinating. Because the pilots still have to fly the plane, and they still have to do that part. Yeah, you have to
learn. And they can visually see, right?
You have to learn how to visually fly before you can do instrument.
Okay.
And I don't know how many of those instruments actually rely on Microsoft. You know, I think they're closed systems. I don't think that that's like an open over the air. Like, you know, I don't think you're flying and all of a sudden you get a
on Windows 98 blue screen of death.
Yeah, you get an over the air update. Your plane shuts down. You know, 4 minutes to reboot before we can land.
Oops, it seems like there was a problem. Let me restart the system. But, you know, it's so funny that somebody already made a meme. Somebody already made a meme of that shit, too, where it showed, like, two pilots sitting in front of their seats. And all of a sudden, it's like, digit messages. We're departing into, you know, out of Atlanta airport. All of a sudden it goes, dun, 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 dun. And it shows the blue screen. Dunk. You know, remember the stop command?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, that was the worst thing. That was the worst thing about Windows. Like, it crashed a lot, dude. And it was unexpected. Like, I always hated unexpected.
I always hated when you'd click OK and then go dun and give you another OK, dun and another OK, dun and another OK. It was the fucking worst.
And you'd be like, what the fuck?
At least with Apple, you get the spinning color wheel, you know, for, you know, and that's rare when you get one. But when you get one, and then all you gotta do is right click it and say force quit and it's done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what I've noticed is that, like, when the programs crash, the OS does not.
Oh, yes. It waits to get all that freaking programming or that memory out of its memory of that particular application, and then it stays on. Now, if that was Windows, it'd have been like, dun it. Sorry, driver crashed the system. Have a nice day.
Yeah, no shit, dude. No shit.
Restart. And I, you know, the latest version of Windows has that stupid ass half smiley emoji. You know what I mean? The two dots
I've never seen it.
Oh, yeah, dude. So it's got like dot, dot, and then half moon smiley face. And it pisses you off when you saw it. You'd be like, fuck you, Microsoft. Because you'd be in the middle of something, man. And, you know, autosave never really worked that well with Microsoft. Their stupid autosave features, they weren't that great. So all of a sudden you come back and it didn't save anything. And you're like, really, Dick?
Wow.
Thanks, man. But, you know, whatever. But so the airports had their issues, obviously. And then also, so did the banks. Banks were having some issues, too. So people weren't able to get money out and things of that nature. So you weren't able to log into your apps. You weren't able to do shit. Now, I will say this.
I didn't have that problem with Bank of Central Florida and Mid-Florida, either one of those two. I didn't have any of that issue at all this weekend.
I didn't have it with my Bank of America either, but I definitely saw it, you know, across the internet where they said banks were having having issues. So,
wow.
You said you had another subject you wanted to talk to today about today besides CrowdStrike. You wanted to talk about something else.
Well, I just thought it's a little bit – it's not on the Tech Talk Tuesday topic, but it is trending, which is that, you know, Joe Biden dropped out of the race.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah, which, you know, God bless him for doing that because I think that was the right call.
Are you eating?
I'm eating.
Of course I'm eating. Jesus Christ, man. Right now, Eddie's like, what the fuck, Mike?
It's a running trend for me. That's like what I do. I eat, like, you know, I gotta maintain this girl, this figure of mine.
We're gonna call it Food Fridays with Mike anyway, because
pretty much that's where we need to be.
Anyway,
you know, God bless him for like figuring out that he can't do another 4 years.
But do you think it was really him that figured it out, or was it probably somebody else close to him? You know what I mean?
Maybe it was his wife. I don't know.
Oh. You don't want me to run? No. Okay. Oh, what's running? You mean to the store? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just not all there, man. I mean, we've all known this. Anybody with half a brain has known this guy should not be running the country.
Correct.
Let's just face it. So I commend him for saying, hey, stand down. And the Democrats probably, I mean, they were, you know, it just reminds me how quickly people turn on you.
Right.
No, seriously.
Yep. Yeah, 100%.
They turn on you so fast, dude. And
they had to create distance, because if they don't, it'll be a problem. You know what I mean?
Well, the reality is now, like, Biden's endorsed Kamala.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, everyone's pretty much endorsed Kamala except for the Obamas. Bill and Hillary Clinton endorsed her. And so the only ones that haven't is Obama's, and they've said because – and this I respect from them at least. I will say I respect this from Obama and Michelle or Michael. But
yes.
But I respect them for waiting, because they actually released a statement basically saying in a nutshell that they wanted to see what comes out in the rest of the party. Who else takes this to the stand to see who's going to be stepping up at the DNC? You know what I mean?
Yeah, which is what I think. I mean, I think they should have done that. I don't think they should have endorsed her right away.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think she's I don't think she's winnable. I don't think she can win.
I
think she loses, and she loses. You want to see a sea of red? Let Kamala be on the ticket for the presidency. She will lose and lose badly.
Yep.
I don't think she relates with women too much, as much as people think. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. With the standard working woman. she comes across like an airhead. You know what I mean? Like, she's okay. Kamala Harris is that annoying woman you see at the bar that you try to avoid.
Yeah.
In a conversation. You know what I'm saying? It's like you see her from across the bar, and all of a sudden she makes eye contact. You go, you're like, oh, fuck, I got to talk to this bitch. You know what I mean? that's what comes across my mind when I see her on TV. I can't even stand to watch her. She gives me the heebie-jeebies, man. I mean, she just comes across like such a pompous ass that I can't deal with her. And the people can say what they want about Trump. We all know Trump's an asshole. You know what I mean? But sometimes you got to be a dick. You know what I mean? To get shit done. You know, and sometimes you got to be that guy that isn't well-liked. I mean, if he just shut the fuck up every now and then, he'd be all right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yes. I think that's the thing. He's not used to being the politician to make everybody feel like happy.
The warm and fuzzies. Warm and fuzzies is what I like to say.
Yeah.
He doesn't give off the warm and fuzzies, but I like his bluntness.
Yeah.
I don't like all the rhetoric where he starts talking about conspiracies and all of this shit. I mean, save that for the fucking internet. You know what I mean? But tell me what you're going to fucking do and what you're going to fix. You know what I'm saying? That's all I give a shit about.
Right.
And then do it. You know, I don't know about you, and maybe I should be asking you this question. So when you're looking at politicians now versus how we were, you know, obviously when we were younger, I feel as if they were just straight blunt and to the point,
yep,
and just said exactly what they were going to do and don't give a flying fuck about any of the other bullshit that goes in between it. I respect that. And I also respect when somebody says, hey, it didn't work. I tried.
Yeah.
But you know what? It didn't work. So we're going to do this, you know, and they own it and then they move on.
Yeah. They don't really like own it at all.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I did not use a cigar. I used my fingers.
Yeah, they don't. They don't take ownership, and that's what's frustrating.
Yeah, and I mean, if you don't take ownership, I mean, nobody can believe a fucking word you say.
And it used to be about, I could be wrong about this, but I feel like it used to be about people running on their values. Like, this is why you should vote for me. This is what I'm going to do. And now it's about how shitty the other guy is. And that's horrible, you know? It's horrible. Like, you know what I
hear
mean?
You. I mean, like, it's like you get frustrated as a voter. You get frustrated because it's like the playing field becomes so small because they all talk the same bullshit. And that's the thing. I don't understand. Like, when I see certain people on the internet, how they don't see through that bullshit. Like, they are so walking around like this, like with blinders on, like a horse. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they only see what that straight line. They don't see the curveballs, and they don't see the things that come off from the side that kind of make you go, huh?
Yeah.
You know, like, huh, really? Okay. Sounds like bullshit to me. I mean, that's what goes through my brain. I'm like, man, I can sniff out your bullshit if quick, you know? That's just me.
Yeah, 100%.
I've gotten a lot better at sniffing the bullshit. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I still get fooled by the Kool-Aid, you know? Because, I mean, it tastes good. You know what I'm saying? The Kool-Aid tastes good sometimes, so you get fooled by it. But, you know, I'm starting the older I get, the more I realize, you're kind of full of shit. So, So in the state of full of shitness, I can honestly say both sides are full of shit. Because I don't want to make this like a Democratic bash or a Republican bash, but both sides are full of shit. I mean, none of them really want exactly the best for us. They want to still control us, still tax us, you know what I mean, and line their pockets. That's my opinion. That's how I feel about the politicians. I there probably are good people when they start out, and then they get corrupted. I mean, because it's easy to get corrupted by the money.
Oh yeah, that's my 100%. 100% on that. I cannot agree more.
Well, if that's the case, all right, guys. Well, fuck it, we're out of here.
Well, no, because like I think what happens is that you know you start off with the best of intentions, but then you get in there and you I don't really feel like one person can make a difference. I think it's going to take a team effort. And then the problem is you have to like sell your soul to like become a politician. Mm-hmm. Because you have to get all these lobby groups. You got to get all this money. And where does the money come from? Rich people. What do rich people want in exchange? Favors.
That's right.
I mean, that's the bottom line. It's like, and then so like you get in there, and if you don't live up to what you promise these people that backed you, they're going to back somebody else next time and you're out.
Yeah. And if you piss somebody off, you're definitely out.
You know, so like, I don't feel like it's a, like, I don't feel like people can get in there and do the best intention because they're bought and paid for before they ever show up for work.
Yep. I agree.
It sucks, but
well, I guess we're on the same page today, man. I mean, cause I feel that same way. All right. Well, listen, guys, if you are on a Windows machine, hopefully you can hear us and you're not still down in the dumps. And if you're a smart person, you're on a MacBook or you're on your Apple Watch or you're on some other, you know, Linux, whatever, and you're listening to us there. But if you are a Windows user, we feel for you. I feel for you because I know that feeling is tough and I know it's hard, but it's okay.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Yeah, like, Bill Gates will be there to rescue you. He'll be back on board as the CEO. Anyway, guys, don't forget. Head over to thedailybm.com where you can follow us on all of our socials, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, can you name it? You can private Snapchat me, wink, wink, if you want. No, I'm just kidding. Seriously, don't. And then also, don't forget masondangerbeardco.com. That's where you can get 20% off on all their items over there. It's very good men's hair care and beard care and cool apparel with just using the promo code DAILYBM, 20% off. Mikey, you got anything before we get out of here, buddy?
Hey, everybody, just have a great weekend and week. And, you know, go live life.
Yeah,
the
he's already saying it's Friday. Yeah.
Now you know how I feel about it.
Yes. Psych, guys. It's not Friday. It's only Tuesday. So, too fucking bad.
I wish it was Friday.
I wish it was Friday every day.
I'm ready for another weekend.
Ready for another weekend? All right. Well, we'll talk about that off air. Anyway, all right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow and we will catch you on the flip side.
Have a good one.
Deuces.